Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Kevin Herr in tow. As we move to Tuesday, Bill O'Brien at his press conference earlier today. We'll have some excerpts from that. Also, a couple of player teleconferences today as well. Looking to hook up with Maya Hayes, who helped the under-20 United States women's soccer team win a gold medal. She is a Penn State sophomore who scored 27 goals last year. We'll talk with her a little bit later. Tomorrow, we'll talk with our good friends from StateCollege.com. We're also going to tee it up on Thursday to preview Selins Grove and Shikellamy. And Joe Susan, the Bucknell head football coach, will join us on Friday as the Bison get ready to take on the Blue Hens of Delaware. So all that and more coming up on the show, not just today, but the rest of the week as well. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. And don't forget about Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline is open today at 1-800-795-9565. Go to Lenape Solar at lenapesolar.com. Anxious to take your calls as we get reaction from today's press conference and move forward with the rest of the show as well. But before we get to that, time now for Above the Noise. Here's Dan Patrick.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar, your approved PP&L e-Power Trade ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all of the paperwork for you. The e-Power Direct Discount Program for PP&L customers pays you up front for up to 75% of the project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza would like to give you some advice on your next used vehicle purchase. There are many dealers offering $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade, or a minimum of $3,000 for your clunker. Do you know what that means? It means these dealers are asking $3,000 too much for their vehicle. At Sunbury Motors, we have the lowest price promise on pre-owned vehicles. We research the market and make sure our prices are the lowest of any similar vehicle within a 50-mile radius from a franchise dealer. We also put our used vehicles through a stringent 135-point inspection, making sure you're getting a quality vehicle. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors from these screaming dealers offering unrealistic trade offers. Visit Sunbury Motors online at www.sunburymotors.com, or better yet, come in and see that every pre-owned vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. And remember, always ask for a Carfax.
Welcome back. Tomorrow on the show, we will have the head football coach of Navy. He'll join us tomorrow in the 3:35 segment. And we'll have Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com joining us Thursday. StateCollege.com crew as well. So we have a lot going on here the next few days. Sit there in stunned silence.
I'm always in stunned silence.
I know how your wife feels now. All right. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. So that's what we have coming up. So Navy's coach tomorrow, who's done a really nice job there. He's in his fifth year there. He's been to four bowl games in 5 years. He's on tomorrow. And we'll talk to him about a variety of things tomorrow. And I don't want to just talk to him about his football team and about the game. I want to talk to him about what he has to endure as a head coach of the Naval Academy. It's not enduring because of the young men you get. And I'll give you an example. Ed DeChellis is the basketball coach at Navy. And, of course, you know, obviously I know Ed extremely well. Known Ed for 30 years. He was telling me one day he's at practice, and one of his players shows up, and he has to practice between 7 and 9. That's the block that he has. And one day one of his kids shows up soaking wet, soaking wet. He says, "So what the heck happened to you?" It was a beautifully clear day, too. He said, "I said, what happened to you?" He says, "Well, we're doing seal maneuvers in the river. I just got out." Okay.
Can't make different. Him run laps for being late for practice there.
There's no need to make these guys run laps. They live a life where they're running laps. Okay, they live that life all the time. That's what they do. That is what they do.
You know, we've been talking about the Big East for the last couple of months here, and the Big East is actually trying to make a bid for a bowl to at least lock something up in their reorganization process because they're without one. And the Orange Bowl is one of the opportunities they feel it is open for them. Now, I got a pretty good feeling that you're not going to be for that at all.
Of course not. If I'm running the Orange Bowl, I'm looking around and saying, why do I want to lock in? Because they already have the ACC there.
Correct.
Why do I want to lock in another another opponent? I want to have the flexibility to get somebody. Okay? I want the flexibility to get somebody.
Then you have the Notre Dame issue.
What issue is that?
Well, Notre Dame speculated to fill that other spot, but not necessarily on a permanent basis. Because, well, let's face it, they're not going to qualify every year, and they also don't want to be locked into just playing the Orange Bowl. They'd like to be able to go maybe to the Fiesta Bowl because they have a couple of spots open, or you know maybe they'll have a shot at a national championship and then have to go to a different bowl or you know different things like that.
Look, the days where Notre Dame is a draw ended a long time ago.
Don't tell NBC.
I know, it's good programming for NBC. It's very good programming. But the days where Notre Dame is like the draw, must have them, absolutely got to do. Look, okay, I think it's embarrassing that they're giving them a seat at the table. Okay, when it comes time to decide national championship, well, 12 conference commissioners plus Notre Dame. Hey, sorry.
It's kind of like being an independent in an election. You don't necessarily get a chance to vote in the primary, but you get to vote in the big one. I think the same thing has to happen for Notre Dame soon. You're not going to get a guarantee, but you get a chance to play in the big game if you qualify.
Right.
You know what I'm saying with that, though? I mean, that's part of being an independent. That's why you wanted to be an independent, so you could do whatever you wanted to do.
Right. Well, I think that if I'm them, I'm talking about the Orange Bowl.
Right.
I keep it open. I want the ability to have down the road, for example, you know, once Penn State gets off this thing, I would like to have the ability of, say, Penn State plays Michigan in the championship game and, say, Michigan wins it, to have the ability to invite Penn State. I want to have the ability to, USC plays Oregon, I'd like to invite Oregon if USC wins. I'd like to have the ability, okay, in the Southeastern Conference, Alabama plays
LSU. I'd like to have the ability to invite LSU if Alabama wins in the championship game. I mean, instead of being just having your hands tied, like, great, I got UConn. Fabulous. What do we do now?
Well, the Big East really needs to change its name in the first place. I mean, right now, here's 2012. Let's see if I get them all here. If I skip any, let me know. Temple, Cincinnati, Louisville, South Florida. Let's see, Loyola's a non-football. So that leaves Houston. Well, actually, that doesn't start till 2013. So who am I missing there besides Connecticut? That are still in the Big East. So as of 2012, you have Connecticut, Temple, Cincy, Louisville, and South Florida, Rutgers.
Right.
And then I guess West Virginia for this year.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
Then 2013, you add Houston, SMU, Central Florida, Memphis, Boise, San Diego State. Of those teams that I mentioned, the only one that has a ton of appeal to a bowl game, I would think, would be Boise.
They don't have Kellen Moore anymore, so that's by the boards.
And then 2015, Navy becomes a member. Is it 2015? Yeah, I think it's 2015. So I just, first off, they have to rename themselves because they're not the, with Houston, SMU, Memphis and Boise State, and not to mention San Diego State. It's really hard to call them the Big East now. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see how they're going to be able to convince a bowl that you need to take us on as a guarantee.
Well, they don't. They have no leverage. Okay, when you don't have anybody left, you have no leverage. All right? I mean, that's a big problem.
They need to get a big name. They need to get a big name school and quickly.
There are no big names. They're all gone.
Oh, okay. By the way, I did read this.
I mean, who's left?
I did read this. The Big East decided against tweaking their name. I don't know why. But they decided against tweaking it.
Right.
I think they should, but they won't.
Right.
I don't know. I have no idea how the Big East convinces the Orange Bowl that we need to be your other team.
Hey, don't look at me. I have no idea. Because I'm telling you right now, they have nothing. Nothing in the tank. Zero. Okay? I mean, you're losing Syracuse and Pitt. Okay? You couldn't keep TCU. Now, obviously, Syracuse is not off to a banner start. Pitt is absolutely not off to a banner start. But at least their names. And I think that, I think they have issues. I mean, they have issues. Everywhere, I mean, they just have big problems. I mean, and I know they're trying hard to keep it alive, but look, the bottom line is, okay, they made a gigantic mistake 31 years ago. Okay, and they've been trying to put a Band-Aid on it ever since. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, that's what they've been doing. They've been trying to put a Band-Aid on this thing for 31 years. Eastern football has had to overcome repeatedly the stigma that it's not as good as everybody else. Well, that's because it's been mismanaged for 30-something years. Is it a great basketball conference? My goodness, it is an incredible basketball conference. It is an incredible basketball conference. But it's just, but the football component, they've blown it. And they could have had exactly what they wanted if they've just followed the advice of one certain individual 31 years ago. And we know who that person was. And I don't want to, the problem I've had with Pitt all these years has been they whine, moan, and complain that Penn State hasn't been playing them. Okay? But then you bring that up. Oh, that's in the past. I can't stand when people want it all at once. Look, you had your shot. You blew it. You pay the price.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Hola and buenos dias.
This just in, new poll at stevejonesshow.com. Replacement yes. Ref grades after week one. Well, not in so many words grades, but...
You're bitter.
No, I'm just asking a question.
You're bitter.
No different or get...
Not much for me. I think it's... I really don't have an issue with what I'm seeing. I think they're actually doing fine. You have to know what your place is, all right? You have to. Okay? Your part-time referee is making six figures. No one has more respect for referees than I do. Really, I think they do a fabulous job. But you're also the referee. You have instant replay to back you up.
I think the other problem you end up running into with the replacement referees are the fact that they're replacement referees, so that the microscope is
game. I do not go to a game to watch them referee it.
Trying to find out, there was a clock issue in I think the Lions game. I'm trying to find out if it was a clock issue or if it was, an error by the official not winding the clock or what have you. Let's see. The NFL admitted that there was a clock error late in that game. Yeah, it says the clock operator made an error that effectively granted Detroit a fourth timeout. And then the Lions ended up winning that 27-23. Following Detroit's second timeout, the Rams had a second and 12 and the Lions 31 with about 2:45 to go in a tie game. Bradford scrambled 3 yards, slid inbounds. Line judge signaled for the clock to keep winding, but the clock operator stopped the clock at 2:38. So by the time the game clock was restarted, the 40-second play clock was 3 seconds ahead, and it prevented the Rams from running the game clock down to the 2-minute warning. It's amazing how the small error there made a difference. Could have made a difference in the ball game.
look, they aren't missed. Okay? I mean, do I think Mike Carey does a great job? Yeah. Do I think Ed Hockley does a great job? Yeah, they do. Would it be great to have them back? Yeah. But, Kevin, you got to know who you are.
I saw more conferences this week than I have seen in the past to make sure they get the call right.
I just think the whole thing is just... I mean, the NFL's in a position of strength. Don't move.
Although, let me ask you this. In the games you watched on Sunday, did you see a lot of more discussion from the coach to the side judges than maybe you would have in the, with the regular officials?
Oh, they're trying to intimidate them. No,
I don't mean it that way. I didn't take it that way.
I did.
I mean, the Seattle game is a good example, I thought.
I think that I think they're trying to intimidate him. That's what I think they're trying to do.
I mean, I thought he was explaining the situation to go, here's, and it ended up getting it his way. But, and I
they're trying to intimidate them, all right? Simple as that. Most of these games are fine, no issue. Game's not going longer because, again, these guys are getting used to it. They're getting used to the pace of it, the whole thing. Are they messing up a little bit here and there? Yeah. Do the regular guys mess up? Son of a gun, yeah.
Well, what happened with the Seattle game, and Pete Carroll tried to get it corrected, and I thought he was doing it, respectful way. I didn't think it was any question about it, but they made an error and awarded an extra timeout in the final minute of that game with Arizona.
Right. Yeah, no, I watched it. I saw it.
Yeah, and that happened in 09 was it the Browns and the Ravens game?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they were awarded four timeouts in the second half.
Right. They fouled up on the timeout because there was an injury, and they said they did not need to have a timeout because it was a stoppage on the clock, which was the wrong ruling. Okay, that's the wrong ruling. All right, I got it. Okay, it's the wrong ruling. But
it's not like it hasn't happened before. I see your point with that, though.
It's not affecting the game. There's not been a single game that's been won or lost because of what I've seen so far. None. And for the most part, you're hearing announcers say, well, that call was right, that call was right, that call was right. Did they miss a block in the back on the Green Bay punt return by Randall Cobb? Yeah. Yeah, they missed it. But again, it's... No, it's a big problem.
I just wonder how much of this we'd be talking about if the regular officials were in there.
None, because again, nothing's happened so far. Nothing has happened. I mean, that's the problem that the officials have right now. People are not clamoring to get them back. People are not sitting there saying, uh-oh, problem. So, that's a big problem they have. Problem that the current officials have is this. Okay? They're not missed. They are part-time employees. They are not full-time employees. They are making six figures as full-time employees.
Bob Buehner just sent an email to Steve Jones at WKOK.com. At least we don't have to watch Ed Hockley in his muscle shirts now.
Exactly.
But I like that. Right. I thought he looked good in those. Do. He looks the way I want to and never will.
Yeah.
By the way, he also adds he voted no difference on the poll.
There is no difference. I don't see any difference at all. The first week of the preseason, we're trying to get a what's going on. Now, the game's just going. Yeah, the current referees overplayed their hand. Unemployment in this country is officially 8.1%. Okay? 367,000 people stopped looking for work last month. You don't get any sympathy from people when you're saying no to a contract that gives you six figures for a part-time job. Do you have to be really good at it? Yes. Do you have to be quick at it? Yes. Do you have to have great eyes for it? Yes. Are these guys better than the guys that replaced them? Of course they are, but it's not that bad.
When you compare this to when the players were locked out many years ago and we had
the
what went down as a scab game, it's a big difference in the quality of the product there.
But the players are essential.
Right.
Okay? The referees are not.
I mean, my vote was not cast, bringing more
time. These guys are going on now most of the time. And they're saying, well, that was a good call. Yeah, they got that one right. That's what they're telling you. What they're telling you 9 times out of 10 is, yeah, well, they got that one right. This is a case of a group overplaying its hand. Can't go on without us. Yeah, they can. You can't go on without players. All right? You can't go on without players. But you can easily go on without officials. And there is no clamor out there at all. None. By anybody saying, you know what? We need to get those guys back. It's killing us. No. Name me the people who are saying, my goodness, get them back. Where's the lead story on ESPN.com saying game destroyed? Here are today's Vilma expecting fair meeting with Goodell. Gillespie no longer making decisions at Texas Tech. LeBron and Durant training again. Cutler to feisty Packer corners. Good luck, Thursday night game. Harvard scandal involves stars. Cuban, Lakers net moves don't mean more wins. Chapman's velocity drop concerns Reds. Harbaugh, Schwartz, handshake, not on minds. Stupid story. Seattle agrees on plan to build new NBA arena. Huge fan of Ali by his legend's childhood home. Those are the okay. Where's the one here that says referees kill game? Let's see here.
That was yesterday.
Robert Marv tore his ACL again. Jeez. How about that? Let's see. That means Caleb Turbush will quarterback them. Let's see. Let's go to the NFL headlines. NFL headlines.
Well, they're not going to say that. I can guarantee NFL.com won't say that the regular refs have to come back.
This is ESPN. Vilma expecting fair meeting. Harbaugh, Schwartz, hands shake down on minds. What do you do? Cutler to feisty Packer corners. Good luck. Packers Jennings misses practice Tuesday. Steelers hoping Harrison can play against Jets. Bills place wide receiver Nelson on IR, sign running back White. Raiders sign fullback Reese to multi-year extension. Skelton ruled out versus Patriots. Titans quarterback Locker expects to play in week two. NFL awards $1.5 million in medical grants. And where's the story in the officials? Where is it?
Don't seem to see one.
That's because it's not an issue. It's not an issue.
Actually, I want you to go back to one. Well, I want you to go back to one story real quick. Skelton is not going to play on Sunday?
Well, he says he's going to play, but he
was going to say, the last thing I heard it was he could return on Sunday.
Well, guess what? He's not going to play.
Yeah, that's just for fantasy players.
The other guy's going to start, and Cobb's going to start, and that's it.
Well, this is how confident the NFL is that they're not going to get this settled. They have a five-week schedule right now for replacement officials in place.
Of course they do. Look, I mean, does Mike Carey do a great job? Yes. Does Ed Hockley do a great job? Yes. Okay? Winters do a good job? Yes. I mean, we all know who the lead referees are because these are the guys we see on TV every week. So we can name them by name. All right? But you can overplay your hand. They overplayed their hand. They're not people outside saying, that's it, I'm not buying tickets. There are not people turning TVs off. Oh, boy, no, no. Look, when they went to replay and backed themselves up on key calls, oh, well.
Well, and how many referees do you know by name? Who was the guy years ago, he retired now, he was always famous for the way he did first down. We were talking about him the other day, watching a game. He was always one of the first down. What? I can't remember his name now.
I don't know, but some of the great ones have been like Jim Tunney, Jerry Mark Bright.
I don't think it was Mark Bright.
But you know, no, Mark Bright didn't do that. But they, you know, they explained things well and this, that. You know, look, but again, okay. Just like announcers can be replaced in the booth because the guy doing the game is not essential to the game, referees are the same way. They're very important to the game, but they're not essential. The game does not live or die because they're not there. You can bring other people in to do the job. First preseason game, they struggled. Second preseason game, didn't hear so much about them. Third preseason game, you're like, hey, you really didn't hear anything about them. Fourth preseason game? Yeah. Opening week of the season? Yeah. Guess what? Somebody overplayed their hand. It's a part-time job. And you're not going to get sympathy in an economy where the unemployment rate's 8.1%. The unemployment rate about those who either aren't looking for work or are put in part-time jobs for less money is over 14%. You're not going to get any sympathy. You're just not. I mean, what's getting more play, the Chicago's teacher strike or the NFL referees on strike or being locked out?
Actually, Baltimore scoring 44 points last night. Barty wants to know if that's true Flacco or if this is if she can get excited or if this is just a one-game Flacco look good.
I want to talk about that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street, Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to lenapesolar.com. All right, we'll talk about that because I think Sarah's going to like what I have to say about it as we come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. Joe Flacco, let's get to that, and then we'll get to some other stuff here.
Yeah, Barty's really interested in this.
When I watch what he did at the end of the Steelers game last year at Heinz Field, on the road, hostile environment, drives them downfield, 8 seconds to go, gets the big play in the end zone, they score. Okay, Then I look at what he did at New England, AFC Championship game, everything on the line, drives them downfield. Look, he can't catch the ball for the guys. The ball is a well-thrown ball in the end zone that should have been a game-winning touchdown and put the Ravens in the Super Bowl, but it was dropped. But he still put them in a position in the clutch on the road and put them in a position for a Billy Cundiff field goal. He hooks it wide left. Now you look at him last night. This is a different guy than what we saw 3 years ago. He is out there now. He has freedom to make plays. He makes plays. He's relatively careful with the football. He has become, you know, he may not be Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, you know, in that elite level, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning level, but right there, he is in that next group of like 7 to 10.
Sarah's in the studio glowing right now. She's so happy.
But I'm telling you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a guy that if they have to put it on his shoulders now, he can win it. Before, he was a game manager for a long time. He would do enough things to help them win. I now believe that if the Ravens are behind in the game and they need him to throw it 20 straight times, he can throw it 20 straight times and make something good happen for them. That's where I think he is. You can tell the game is slower to him now, and it's a big plus.